Exploring Science in the Sea. For the humpback whales of Glacier Bay, Alaska, the early months of the COVID-19 outbreak may have been a blessing. Travel bans and canceled cruises left the bay much quieter, especially during the summer tourist season. That meant the whales didn't have to talk as loudly or simplify their messages as much as they do during normal summers. In fact, for several months, the oceans got much quieter. As economies closed down, the number of cargo ships went down too. Scientists monitored what was going on, both at the shipping noise and at how marine creatures responded. Whales use sound to navigate, locate prey, and do much more. But noise created by people can overpower their calls. That could make it harder for whales and other creatures to get by. The COVID cutbacks offer a chance to see just how dramatic the impact is. Scientists recorded noise levels and animal behavior during the outbreak. When the outbreak is over, they'll compare the observations to those made both before and after the COVID days. They've also taken blood samples from whales and will take more when conditions return to normal to compare the amount of stress hormones the creatures produce under different noise levels. Scientists have some early results. In Glacier Bay, human-generated noise was only half as intense in June of 2020 as in the previous year, and the whales spread out into regions of the bay they usually avoid. Waters calmed by a human pandemic. Celebrating 15 years on the air, that's Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. I'm Holly Brawley. Science in the Sea is part of the Texas Podcast Network, the conversations changing the world, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. Any opinions expressed in this podcast do not represent the views of the University of Texas at Austin.